Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? Wow, it was a crazy weekend for your boy as I spoke at the world-famous Dad 2.0 Summit in the D.C. area. Before I tell you all about it, I just want to thank you for supporting, reviewing, and even sharing the Fatherhood is Lit podcast to the world. Because of you, I was able to land that spot at Dad 2.0 and represent for the dads. Because of you, this podcast is catching fire, and I'm getting crazy DMs from all the dads all over the country telling me how much it inspired them. So thank you all for pushing and sharing this podcast, man. It's a labor of love, and man, I love it. So thank you. Thank you for supporting, reviewing, and even sharing the Fatherhood is Lit podcast to the world. Last week's episode, episode 32, with G. Huffman of Huffman Transportation, really resonated with the dads and brought in a new wave of listeners. Trucking and fathering isn't easy, but he has managed to do both extremely well. If you feel like you never have time for your kids, go listen to this one. It'll put things into perspective. Especially that one line where he said money was great, but his family was greater. That's how I live. And I'm pretty sure that you, the dope dad out there, lives the same way. We believe the same mantra. That one comment of, yo, you should check out the Fatherhood is Lit podcast or check out what James is doing with Cool for Dads, can and goes a long way in this new digital world. So keep showing love and the offer still stands. Leave a dope review on the podcast on the Apple platform and I will send you some stickers to show my thanks. Just shoot me a DM with a screenshot of your comment and I got you. This weekend, I was able to represent for the dads live at Dad 2.0 as I hosted a panel called Bring Your Own Chair to the Table. I have been able to break into different industries like tech and fatherhood by being me, by being this crazy Puerto Rican who talks in hip-hop quotes but also keeps it real with himself and his community. That's something that I try to teach my kids every day. Be you. Do you. It works. I got to link with some really dope people and also got to connect those dope people with other dope dads. My secret weapon in doing so was being a father. Just because I was gone for 3 days at a conference didn't stop that I was a dad. I'm a father 24/7 with or without my kids being there. That's something I value more and more every day. Not only am I a dad 24/7, but I was there representing for dads that look like me. Don't think that's a big deal? Well, it is. Representation does matter. The reason I started Fatherhood is Lit is because I would go to really dope events locally and would be the only dad there. I would show up every month at Home Depot to build with my kids. If you don't know, they hold a free kids workshop every month, the first Saturday of every month, for free. For more information, just hit up my site, cool4dads.com. And in the search area, type in Home Depot. You will see all the stuff we built and how I even partnered with them to represent for the dads. There, I would be the only male. This is Home Depot, people. You would think men were there hammering away with their kids, but they weren't. It was grandmas and mamas that really made their presence felt there. The more I attended, the more I would promote the event. My first event there started with 5 of my friends. And by our third event partnering with Home Depot, we had over 50 dads show up. We even had the mothers complaining that there were too many dads and that we were taking all their kids. That's just how we roll. Home Depot didn't do that. James of Fatherhood is Lit did. Next thing you know, dads from all over the country would hit me up telling me that they went to their Home Depot because of me and loved it. The same can be said for Dad 2.0 Summit. Some dads came through because someone like me told them, or they simply saw that I, James from Fatherhood is Lit, was going. When people see others that they can relate to doing things, they want to do it as well. I could take off my dad cap while being there, but everyone knew I was there representing for the dads. I didn't need to lead with an Uber dad segment or talk about my little snack man like I do on Facebook and Instagram. Everyone there already knew what was up and who I was doing it for, the dads. Don't think you matter? You're wrong. People need to see people like you showing off fatherhood 24/7. If you show up after a while, people like you do as well. Keep representing. Fatherhood doesn't stop because you're going away for the weekend. While at the conference, you could feel the energy. Dads were happy to be away from home for a few days. They wanted to release some of the stress that comes with parenting, me included. But that didn't mean fatherhood took a pause. And with the way technology is set up today, pausing the act of fatherhood is basically impossible. I spoke to my kids every day via FaceTime, and it wasn't the usual, "Hi, how are you doing? I love you" talk. It was, "Yo, did you clean your room? Did you do your homework? Yo, you better not be giving mom a hard time because you know I'm coming home soon, right?" As much as I joke around with my friends that I was turning my phone off and ignoring my family, well, it didn't work out that way. I didn't hound them either, but I did make sure to call them and check in on how things were going. Even though I wasn't home, I wanted to know what they did and what they planned to do. Why? Because I care. Chances are that in an emergency, I probably wouldn't have made it back on time, but that wasn't the point. I was a father. I have no off switch. I care too much. I care way too much about my blessings. That's how real dads do it. You can be gone, but you will not be forgotten. You will call to check in and go from vacation mode to daddy mode within seconds. Being gone doesn't stop your duties as a father. Make your presence felt from a distance if you have to, because once you're back home, well, you know, kids don't care where you went or what you did. When you're home, it's dad time. I came home on a Saturday night, and the minute I got home, my kids were on me. They wanted to talk to me about everything and anything that came to mind. It was dope to see that they missed me, but damn, they wouldn't let me breathe. It even got to the point that they were yelling over each other just to get a word in. I know y'all know that feeling. I went from a calm 4-hour drive home listening to Pop Smoke to my kids giving me all the smoke they could swing my way. I thought I was going to come home and relax. Yeah, right. I'm a father 24/7. And when they saw me, they made sure to remind me of that. They wanted to play, ask questions, etc., while I wanted to sit back and relax. That didn't even happen while they slept, because of course, the night I'm home, my youngest decided to have a nightmare at 3 a.m. Guess who went to comfort him? Dad. And I was exhausted from the conference. Fatherhood is a 24/7 gig. Kids don't care what you did outside of them. When you're home, you belong to them. In the best ways, of course. I even spoke to my guy Dante Palmer Monday morning as we both drove our kids to daycare and school. We were both exhausted, but we both laughed at the fact that the world of fatherhood goes on. We couldn't take a vacation from our vacation. We had to be on. We had to get our Uber dad on and much more. Fatherhood is a 24/7 gig with no sick days. It's no joke, and neither is our parenting. The crazy part about being a dad, and a dad that's on 24/7, is that you become a father to people that you didn't even know existed. That's something that happens to me when I go to visit my kids at their school. All the kids are there and they all looking at me. They're all looking for their fathers, but they see me. And I come in there and I represent not only for my son, but I also try to take care of the kids that are there too, right? It's gotten to the point that when I go to basketball games, because a lot of the parents can't show up, but I show up to every single middle school game, the kids are actually screaming, "Fatherhood is lit." It feels so good to hear all of these kids screaming fatherhood is lit, but my job isn't done. My job as a father is now to take care of my child in front of them and show them how a real dad does it, or show them what they're lacking, or take it even a step further, be their daddy for the day. As much as I hate for another man to be the father to my child for that day, that's just the way it happens. Sometimes we don't show up and another dad will. And now that dad is going to represent for all of us if he's really about that life. If he really cares about his own kids, not only will he be there to take care of his kids, he'll be there to represent for your kids too. He'll make sure that your kids are okay. That's what fatherhood is all about. That's why I say I'm on 24/7. Because if your kids are around me, you better believe your kids are going to be taken care of, just like my kids are going to be taken care of. That's what a real one does. There are times when I ask myself, when am I going to have a break from this fatherhood life? And the funny thing is, when I think I have one, mentally I don't. I love my kids. I love my family. I love being there for them. Even while I'm on vacation, I'm on dad mode, mentally at least. Ever felt like that? Ever felt like even when you are away, you have to check in on them just to make sure that everything is cool? That's me. And no, it doesn't stop me from having fun. In reality, the minute I check out of handling the day-to-day business of being a father, I turn up. That doesn't mean I stop thinking or worrying about them, though. But what it does mean is that I know when I get home, my life belongs to them. That's the way I want it. I want to devote everything to them. I'll have my fun as well in between. But fatherhood is a 24/7 gig in my eyes. And that's where my fun really begins. Being a father is hard. But I'll take all the craziness over the alternative of not being a father any day of the week. I'm on 24/7 without or with my kids near me. And I'm pretty sure you feel the same way. Make your presence felt. We matter. Fatherhood is lit. Quick reminder. This podcast will be nothing without your support. Please remember to push this podcast to your friends. There's always a dad in need, and I'm here for them, just like you want to be there for them. So hook them up. Let them know that fatherhood is lit. Let them know that we exist. Let them know that we matter. Talk to y'all soon.